Visiting the ER can be a painful experience, not only because of actual pain. Screens might be able to help. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Wait times in emergency rooms can be absurdly long. That is partly because so many people use the ER as their regular doctor's office. At New York Presbyterian Hospital in Manhattan, at least 30% of ER visitors are there for non-urgent medical issues like a rash or a cold. The hospital is experimenting with telescreens, so a person with a less serious issue sees a doctor right there in the hospital, except not in person, but over video. It's an effort to reduce wait times for everyone and possibly save money too. In New York, Marketplace Tech producer Stephanie Hughes has the story.
It sounds like Webex.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Dr. Greenwald here.
Dr. Peter Greenwald is talking to my old colleague, Claire Tennisketter. She went to the ER after developing a rash on a trip to Mexico.
I have, a couple little red dots like...
Okay, right by the knee. Why don't you put your foot on the floor and your leg to the side so I can see? Yeah, perfect.
But the doctor and the patient aren't actually in the same room.
Give me just a second to adjust the camera correctly here.
Greenwald is in a different room of the hospital, in a sort of telemedicine hub, where he's treating patients who are at multiple locations, all via telescreen. The idea is to send willing patients with minor issues on a sort of ER fast track.
If you've ever been to an emergency department, the actual interaction with the physician could only be 5-10 minutes.
Dr. Raul Sharma is leading the program. He says the things that take up the most time in an ER visit are basically paperwork.
There's some patients that wait 30, 45 minutes at times just to get discharge paperwork and to leave the emergency department.
In a telemedicine visit, that checkout time is eliminated. But the practice of talking with a patient only through a screen makes some doctors nervous.
There's always a part of us that says, you know, how can this possibly be right?
Dr. Bob Walker is the author of the book, The Digital Doctor.
Although these days, telemedicine's become advanced enough that I can actually listen to someone's heart, I can't really feel their belly, I can't feel their joints, I can't, you know, look at their face while I'm doing that.
But Wachter says that doctors might not need to do that as often as they think, especially because so many people go to the ER for things that aren't actually emergencies. And he says telemedicine could lead to calmer doctors who don't feel compelled to order expensive tests.
If you're an emergency medicine doctor, your brain is set to looking for danger. And whereas if you saw exactly the same patient in your office in sort of a calmer circumstance, you're not going to be as likely to get the blood test, to get the CAT scan, to get the MRI scans.
A patient who actually tried it out is Dwayne Grayman. He's an actor who lives in Harlem.
So I've auditioned on screen before, so it wasn't a foreign experience to me in that sense. It was foreign as far as healthcare is concerned.
Grayman went to the emergency room to have stitches removed by a physician's assistant. The process was guided by a doctor on a telescreen.
You know, they didn't leave me out of the conversation, but, you know, it was like, oh, I have this, he did this, he's doing this. How do you feel? I feel okay. He feels okay. What do you think? It didn't feel like he was away. It felt like we were all there, you know, in the room.
New York Presbyterian is now expanding the program, and they're teaching more of their doctors in what they call webside manner.
That's Marketplace Tech producer Stephanie Hughes. And while it may not seem natural to talk to a screen while you're at the doctor's office, Dr. Peter Greenwald at New York Presbyterian said that sometimes it can have its benefits.
Patients have seemed to have an easier time talking to me about things that are uncomfortable to talk about.
Greenwald said he once spoke to a college student who was homeless, and it ended up as a conversation about his own career.
I don't think I've ever had a conversation like that with a patient. I think he felt comfortable in front of the screen, and I think it allowed him to open up in a way that might have been more difficult for him were I there in person.
Also worth noting, the hospital charges the same amount for an in-person visit as for one on a screen. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.